Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. As we are live here, we...
Look here, Ron.
10 hours down, man.
Look here, Ron.
I just want to let you know that. Go ahead, man. Take
look
it through,
here, Ron.
I
am not happy. I am happy that so many people have stepped behind us, but I'm not happy that we set a goal and we're not on track for it just yet.
I was going to ask you, which one are you?
I am happy in some ways that obviously we continue to get support, but I'm going to be honest. Like there is an unhappiness that exists in me right now because
so he's grumpy.
Okay, if that's how we want to term it,
or Doc,
but.
I think he's unhappy for a good reason, for a good cause.
Thank you. I do it for charity. It's a great excuse on a day like this. It's just whatever is wrong, it's happening for charity. Currently, I'm looking at the Houston Food Bank donation site where we have it, Radiothon 26. If you text that to the number 71777, you too will see this page where you can donate. Because currently we have raised $6,400 and change in cash donations towards the Houston Food Bank, right?
Mm.
And that's not nothing. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't want to make it seem like that
is nothing.
We're still
matching right now.
I have a great appreciation. I believe so. I have a great appreciation for everybody that's given that. But there's no way in hell we should finish this 12-hour radiothon and not have raised $10,000 in cash donations towards the Houston Food Bank. And so I want to challenge all of our listeners right now. For the final 2 hours of this program, we need to get to $10,000 cash raise. And I will do what's necessary to get there. If you donate and you want to come up to the studio and meet folks at the station, we can organize that. But I need to see the donation, right? If you want me to do the rest of the show with my shirt off, I don't know why you would. If you donate, I'll make it happen. What do I need to do to get the donations to flood in for the Houston Food Bank? That is the question that I'm asking. Let me know. 713-572-4610.
Hello, ladies. Just jump to the shirt off.
Yeah, maybe he needs to stand out on the street corner in a towel with a sign.
Do you want to?
Do what?
Do you want to take your shirt off?
Available by the hour.
No. Okay. I mean, indifferent.
I mean, you're indifferent, ain't you? There you go.
But I just really
you're,
want to
you're sitting
to get,
here with a couple of guys that don't think indifferent on that.
Oh, really? Honestly, I thought you, Ron, you give the energy of I could take my shirt off at any given time.
I mean, I can. I'm not indifferent about it.
No,
I
took my
pants off.
See, and that's the thing. That's the same energy.
Y'all just doing it in the wrong spot. You're doing it in studio. You need to go down to Bissonette and do that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good.
That's where you're gonna go get your return.
There you go. But no, man, Reggie's right. We got to hit 10K. Got to hit 10K. And that means we're just over 3,000 to get there. We need to hit 10K, and we do appreciate everybody jumping in. And shout out to Michael and John who just slid in with their donations.
And guys, what's the easiest way people to donate?
Look, I can get you the link if you text us to our text line 713-572-4610. I'll get you the link to donate. I'll get you the link for the auction, but we just need to get this up. It just needs to happen by hook or by crook at this point.
So what's the number that they text in?
Well, okay. What do you mean? Okay, so there's a couple of ways. One, you can go Radiothon 26. If you text that, Radiothon, RADIOTHON 26, numerals 26, to the number 71777, it'll get you the link. But I can get you the direct link if you just ask on our text line, 713-572-4610.
There you go. There it is. Yeah, man, we want to hit that mark. And again, as Reggie said, we are so appreciative of everything that you guys have done. And it has still been a success. But we really, really want to be able to give as much as we possibly can and help as much as we possibly can with the Houston Food Bank. Again, guys, we talked to you about this. They service over 1 million people, and those people are in need, and this is a way we can really help folks. Text Radiothon 26 Radiothon 26 to 71777, or text in. If you got Reggie's phone number, hit Reggie up. He'll send you the link. A couple people have done that today.
I will. I mean, that's where I found out that one of our listeners passed the auction site to a friend of theirs. They ended up buying the Andre Johnson signed, or rather autographed, Hall of Fame photo where he's whooping Cortland Finnegan's ass.
Yeah, that one got sold out, didn't it?
Yeah, because they, look, man went and shared it with his friends. There was a friend that was like, I need that in my life, and I'll cop it right
if
now.
If there was one, you would guess and say, boy, which one will sell out? That would have been in the top five.
Yeah, that was 100 the one that I thought was absolutely going to happen.
That was the top five.
That was the one where I was like, that one's definitely going to happen. Are you surprised, PC, if I tell you that there's a Yordan Alvarez autographed bat that it is not, that there's not a bid on it? Would you be surprised if I told you that?
If there's a who autographed bat?
Yordan Alvarez.
We have a Yordan Alvarez autographed baseball bat.
Correct.
And we don't have a bid on it.
That is correct.
What's the opening bid?
$695. Which I feel like that's a good value.
He's going to be the MVP.
Correct.
Yeah, people, we need to be getting on that.
And I think you should maybe take a look at the drive dinner.
You and this
as well.
I'm not mad at it, it's for charity.
Just at Oak and Iron. I'm just saying, you know, that could get charged up just a taste. Somebody's in competition.
I like what's happening here.
I'm just saying.
What's happening here. I don't even see the rest of the text. All I see is I will match up to $500 of donations if show agrees to do the, and I don't even know what the remainder of that is, but I like what we're doing here. I'll see what the remainder of the text is, but whatever it is, I think that
whatever it is, I don't think you really want it.
Show should do it.
All right. I don't think you really want it.
Astros lineup.
Yeah, no, guys. I told you this. Listen.
You got to do it. I'll make him do the Astros lineup.
You ain't going to make me do anything, damn it.
Uh-huh.
No.
I mean, I would do it if they said that I was doing the Astros lineup. It's just not for me.
I don't need it. I need to see some proof. I need to see some proof. I want to see the 500 in.
Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen.
What is the Astros lineup?
Let's do it. If you want to hear the Astros lineup. Oh, yeah, it's out too. If you want to see the Astros lineup in their first game versus the first place Tampa Bay Rays, go ahead and run it up, baby.
By the way, just in fact, 4 minutes ago, if you're thinking maybe Braden Shoemake might find his way back, he was hit by a pitch in the left wrist last night for AAA, and he left the game. He's returned to Houston to get x-rays. They were negative, so we'll see.
Okay. All right.
What's going on with him, baby? The injury situation is out of control.
I don't know.
Like, it's just always something.
It really is always something. That's been my motto with the Astros just generally. It's always something, ain't it?
Every time we talk about the Astros, we could literally have everybody hurts playing underneath, and it would be accurate.
Yeah. I mean, have you felt like there is any level of conclusion as to what the audit of the medical return to baseball staff is? Because for a second there, I was like, it doesn't feel like it's as bad as it once was. And I still think I'm there, but it's not like it feels good just yet.
No, and the other part of it is this year you haven't had somebody new this year who suffered some kind of a significant injury that was then able to return to play. Right? Like Peña's injuries have been minor. Javier's injury is kind of from last year. So Blanco, Wisniewski, although they're all from last year. Walter's from last year. You haven't had that, and maybe thank God you haven't had that injury this year. Even Josh Hader's more from last year. So, fortunately, they haven't had, like, the killer injury this year. The killer injury has been Correa.
Yeah.
And he's going to be out for the year. And that was not anything preventable. That was a completely freak injury.
It's not killer, but, like, Hunter was out for a long time.
Josh Hader and Hunter,
they were out for long stretches.
But the thing with Hunter was out for, you're right, Hunter's the one, right? So Hunter was out 2 months and he came back and he's throwing 98 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So far, limited sample size, Hunter suffered a decent injury, not something that required a surgery, but was able to return to play in the right time frame. And was able to return to play at the same level at which he had previously exhibited. Because isn't that the bigger issue? Is you think about when Kyle Tucker fouled the ball off his leg, he was out for months, and when he came back, he was half the player he was. You look at McCullers, you look at Javier, these guys have come back to play, and their velocity is now significantly impacted. Luis García came back to play and wound up needing another surgery in two starts. So the one guy that we have so far is Hunter Brown, and he came back to play the same way he was. So far, what we've seen out of Christian Javier in the minor leagues is he looks exactly the way he did before the injury. Unfortunately, before the injury was he can't maintain his velocity. And I think that's a big part of the reason why they're moving him to the bullpen, even though they didn't rehab him as a bullpen guy.
Yeah.
They're going to bring him up as a bullpen guy. And I think what they're looking to do, and I know they had said, well, we're going to use him like a regular reliever, and I think we can call all the shenanigans on that. Because you're not going to take a guy who hasn't pitched out of the bullpen in 4 years and say, hey, look, you're going to pitch on Monday, then you're going to pitch again on Tuesday, you're going to pitch again on Thursday. We're going to bring you into situations with two guys on and one out. And you need to, like, they're not going to use him like they use Stephen Okert. They're not going to use him like they use Brian King. You know, I think they're going to use him more like they use A.J. Blueball, which is he comes into a clean inning and they're looking for him to get multiple innings. And I think that's how it'll work in the beginning. And then maybe after there's a little bit of a comfort range, he might come in with two on and two out and be told, all right, look, get this one guy, and then you're going to give me two more innings. Blueball's thrown the most innings out of the bullpen in the majors. And it's not a surprise that a lot of teams are checking in on him because the Astros are kind of in that. To other teams, they're in that gray area of, you know, am I jumping in the puddle? Am I getting away from the puddle? And he's a guy who obviously, look, he throws it up to 98 miles an hour. He's versatile, pan or starter. He's got what, 4 more years of team control, making minimum money. So there's a lot of reasons why people be interested in A.J. Blueball. I'm not against them trading young players or top draft picks. What I am for is with the specter of a long work stoppage looming, never have top prospects been more valuable than they are right now because there may not be baseball next year. That means all your existing players are basically just going to burn a year of their lives.
How real is that going to happen?
Oh, that work stoppage
is pretty.
I put money on it personally.
Would you, I mean,
so one of the,
I mean, the length of it. I mean, the length of it. Like, how real is
the owners have been building a war chest since the last CBA for this?
Are you okay, by the way?
We just got a $500 donation. All
right.
All right. We know what that means. We got to pause the conversation because Ron's got to do his job.
No, I don't. We don't know where that came from.
Doesn't matter.
We don't know who that came from.
Doesn't matter.
No, that person would come on out.
Did I not say by hook or by crook?
No, you didn't. I didn't. That
give
did
the people what they want.
I'm talking about this fella right here. This fella right here. That's who I'm talking about.
713. I need to see some receipts. If you need to hit me up, like we will coordinate. But I'm gonna see if we can make this happen for you.
Well, this is like for them to get to this point, and baseball has been in, I'd say, the best spot it's been just from a perception space in years, and they would potentially put themselves in a place where the last time this happened, it ruined the sport.
It didn't. And
if
in
they
fact,
game, if they actually missed games.
We had to have Major League Baseball team owners not only turning a blind eye, but encouraging the use of performance-enhancing drugs and rewarding people for performance-enhancing drugs.
And I don't know if there's another juice. I don't know if there's another steroid era to get you back out.
We built an entire marketing campaign around Chicks Dig the Long Ball. So it would take a lot out of it. And this is why I think you've seen owners being willing to capitulate on so many things. They've literally said yes to everything the union has asked for. Just give us a salary cap and yes on everything. You want higher minimum salaries? Yes. Faster free agency? Yes. Eliminate the qualifying offer? Yes. They just just say yes to the cap.
They just want that salary cap.
And the crazy thing is, if you do the numbers, if they do the salary cap, players would get a greater percentage of baseball-related income than they do right now.
Right.
And right now, they're getting record levels of income because I tracked this all the way back to 2012. Up until 2 years ago, baseball players always made less than 40% of baseball-related income. And in the other three major sports with caps, it's between 49 and 51. So why would you accept making 10% less than everyone else, all because they used a three-letter word that you don't like? And then it turned out, okay, well, you know what? The Dodgers and the Mets have decided to join the Drunken Sailor Brigade with the Yankees and the Phillies and Giants. And now you've got two more teams. I mean, the Dodgers' payroll is $400-something million. So you added two more teams that are just spending like wildfire. And that's now pushed them up to, I think, 46%. So there's still another 4% of money out there that you're not getting that you can get. And that's eliminating the deferred money, another thing that the union wanted. No more deferred contracts. Everything's real money right now, so it has a full value. And it just creates a situation where instead of having six teams that spend $300 million, everybody now has to bring the spending up. You can't have any more $80 million payrolls. Yeah. Everybody's got to spend $190 million.
There's a salary floor, but also I'm not certain that the salary cap exists where the Dodgers are spending or where the Mets of a couple of years end up spending. I think that is probably the scary part, right? Right now, you have a few teams that are willing to pay that exorbitant money, in part because of deferred money and all that. Who's to say? Because, again, baseball's been a little funny with the books. Now, they would have to open that up, right, if we do end up in that space. But who's to say that the players are like, are we sure that all of that money gets spent and we don't end up in a place where they set the salary cap to a place where, yes, we get a better percentage, but the actual money that comes to the players isn't actually where you'd previously been.
See, that's the joy of the salary cap.
And you want to know the joy of this? We'll pick this up on the other side as we
hanging a cliffhanger
as we are continuing here on.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Reggie and Ron Radiothon. Please continue to help us out as, hey, we need a big kick. And we've had a big kick in the last 15 minutes. Text Radiothon 262-71777 as we continue right here on Sports Radio 6.
On Radiothon, benefiting the Houston Food Bank, here's Reggie Atitula and Ron Hughley.
Like a virgin.
Yeah.
Touched for the very first time, like a virgin.
People are so confused.
Somebody text in. They'll count it. Put that
20 on there.
They'll donate $20 if
put
I
that
sing,
20 down.
If I sing like a virgin.
Hey, I'm telling you. That's you,
Champ Slice.
We are doing what we can for the people. Don't say that we ain't never done anything.
They said they'll do 40 if the boss comes in and does it too. If Parker comes in and me and Parker do a duet. Like a virgin, they'll
Parker's listening. Get your skinny white behind in here.
I'll just
while he's doing
it.
While he's doing that, Ron.
I want to see him do that.
We got the 500 coming in, which thanks to Andrew, thanks to Patrick, thanks to Emmanuel, thanks to Jeff, thanks to Ivan, thanks to Sam, all these folks. Thanks to Clyde. Yeah, man, the rally is happening right now. Get involved with the rally. Text Radiothon 26 to 71777. However, I don't want to let you off the hook, Ron.
Let me off the hook of what?
That texter said they would match $500 if you did the Astros starting lineup. Do the damn lineup.
I don't believe that texter.
Do the lineup.
I need to. I don't trust
do
that.
Do the lineup.
I don't trust the texter.
Do the lineup.
I need to see the match.
Do the lineup.
I need to see the match, and I'll do it.
Do the lineup.
I need to see the match. Right, I need to
713.
See the match.
713. I'm trying. I'm going to make this happen.
Start with 250.
Oh, half up front?
Start with 250.
Half up front.
I do the lineup. You do the next 250.
He wants a deposit, CW.
Half up front.
I just need to see that.
Half up front, and we will get the lineup out of it.
I think that's fair.
I think I can see that. That is indeed fair. Half up front, 713.
We got to have some trust.
Literally meet me halfway.
Meet me half. Sorry, that
he almost started singing Kenny Loggins.
He seems like he's actually in the singing mood. If you want it, we're gonna let's play Jukebox Ron 713-572-4610 for $25. He will sing an excerpt of a song.
Don't want the world. I'm sorry, I don't.
Jukebox Ron. You see, we can get into it.
Can we get Ron to sing Raining Blood?
I don't
think so. Familiar.
I don't think so.
Not familiar. I'm not familiar, but 250. We'll do that.
Come through 713.
Maybe there we go. Man, it's been a good time, man.
Just to let you know, 7,700 is where we're at right now.
That's right.
Let's make that push.
Shout out to Clint again. Clint rolling in there. Shout out to Ivan, Jeff. We appreciate you guys rolling in, man. Don't forget those bids, guys. You got, what is it, 4:30 now? Almost 4:30. You have 1 hour.
Yeah,
1 hour left on the auction items. If you go to sportsradio610.com, you can see the link there that takes you to the auction items, or as Reggie said, he will text them or message them to you if you message us on the text line 713-572-4610 if you need help getting there. But you've got 1 hour, 1 hour left before the auction site closes up, and you don't want to miss that. Again, we want to give a shout out to the auction site, who are our sponsors.
Diamonds in the Rough.
Yeah, Diamonds in the Rough. We appreciate them so much for helping us. And during the 2 to 6 time frame, A1 check cashing is matching up to $1,000. So we appreciate them as well. So thank you all so much for helping us get this thing rolling. But yes, we're trying to make a mad dash. We got 2 hours or an hour and a half, excuse me, to try to get as much. We want to at least hit 10K here. You guys have been doing such a great job. We want to hit at least 10K here to get us over that threshold right there on the donation money. And again, you can do that by texting Radiothon 26 to 71777 as we continue our ride through here. Man, I like this, man. You're feeling good. This mad dash, Reggie is
adrenaline, baby.
Adrenaline, baby.
I'm up.
That coffee he's been drinking.
I'm up. I told you I'm a sheer power of will all-star. And so all I need is a reason. That's all I'm ever looking for. And so y'all are giving me a reason right now. I'm feeling it, baby.
What's wrong with you?
Let's get it.
He turned. I just need a reason.
That's all I need. I've ever needed, honestly. I just need a reason.
He is in a spot here. Come on, baby. Give him a reason.
Shout out to Clinton. I see you with that 500 coming through. Appreciate it.
There you go. There you go, man. We just thank Clint, but we'll thank him
that's
again.
That's your guy.
I don't think it is.
That's your guy.
It's not. He said he would. I need the proof. I need the.
Yep. That's our guy.
I told you. That's your guy.
He said his name is Clinton. Just made it. He made that donation. Get in here. Give me the lineup, Ron. Give me the Astros lineup versus the Tampa Bay Rays, Ron.
All right.
Let's go.
Hey, I get to take the time of when I want to do the lineup.
I just need assurance that you're going to do it.
Okay.
I'll reel it in.
Listen, I'm a man of my word.
I'll reel it when in. It comes I'm sorry. To
the cat. Hey, you got to pay off the tees first, right?
I'm a man of my word.
I'll reel it in. I'm sorry.
I thought he was coming in with the 250 so I could believe it.
Yeah, no, he went ahead and was like, he didn't need to. Yeah, he was like, I'll throw it down there.
All right.
You just give us the lineup for 1,000 meals? Yeah, man. Or not 1,000. I did my math wrong. 1,500 meals? Yeah, baby. Let's get it.
Let's do it. Yeah. Well, hey, we got time. I will take care of you. All right, lineup. This is how much the food bank means to me. Very clear that I wasn't going to do the lineup until they got to 500.
Very clear. But you got $500.
We'll change it up.
So
they do play the Rays tonight.
You know,
Spencer Arrighetti, please God,
please.
This is getting out of hand for him. They desperately need him to start rolling through here. But no, man, we appreciate you, Clint. We'll take care of you. We appreciate everybody else in the mad dash here to close off the show. As we roll through, we will take care of you with the lineups. All right. excuse me. World Cup tonight. This is the game, right? This feel like I said to you earlier. This is UConn George Mason, right? This is like,
yeah.
This is like, how did George Mason make it to the Elite Eight and they're playing UConn and it's Argentina, with Messi, who was having the tournament of his life, probably in line to win the Golden Boot. against the Cinderella of the whole crew. This should be a fun one right here.
Oh, I definitely think so. It's one of two ways, right? You get to continue the magical run of Messi beyond where when we even thought he would be doing this, as he continues to go for the golden boot in this tournament, or you get the Cinderella story of a lifetime and Cape Verde, who has really answered the call as much as you could possibly imagine for a nation so damn small to represent on this level and to knock out if they do what it feels like is damn near impossible to knock out, literally one of the greatest, if not the greatest to ever play. Like this is a narrative goldmine right here.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of pretty women on the TV too. You're welcome.
We know exactly what we need to have happen here.
The lineup.
We need Argentina to go ahead and win this. That's what we need. Like, we don't need Messi out of the tournament right now. Listen, it's a great story, but we need them to go ahead and take care of this and win this right now. So it's a great story, but you need the star. You can't lose the biggest star right here. You need the star all the way to the end. United States and Messi. That's what you need all the way to the end. Be nice if the United States could run into Ronaldo, but that's what you need here. That's what you need here the rest of the way through. All right. I need a little time.
No. Pay it off, baby.
I am going to pay it off. I don't even know who's in the lineup. All right, at this point. All right, the lineup is not just come off the seat of your pants. Now, a man, Clinton.
PC, is he stalling? I feel like he's stalling.
I'm not stalling.
This feels like stalling to me.
I'm right here as we're up against the break.
We're not even stalled. All right, he is trying to like leak all the gas out of the tank.
I'm not trying to leak
he's
out of the gas.
He's siphoning gas out of his own
of
car
his own
as he's driving.
Tank.
I am not siphoning
now,
anything.
Now, while you're stalling, let me throw a little something
I don't need to
here.
Stall. We got to go to break, and we're going to come back, and I'll do the lineups as soon as we get back. That's what we're going to do.
If it's not in this next segment, I might sock you. I might do it.
Could you please not say sock me like that?
and hit you with guacamole.
could you not use sock me?
I thought it'd be funnier.
Could you just say punch me or hit me?
Wallop.
Not sock
me. I might wallop you.
All right. Lineup's coming up on the other side as the Astros take on the best team in the American League. We'll do the lineups, and we will hopefully continue to get help from you as we want to help the Houston Food Bank. Please text Radiothon 26271777 as we continue right here live. All right, welcome back in. We are just over an hour. Wow, we're closing in on 11 hours in. My guy, Reggie in here.
I feel great.
I know you do, man. Got a second win. Patrick Creighton is in the building. We are closing in on 8 grand right here. We are trying to get to 10 grand. So we've got about an hour and 15 minutes to try to jump over that $10,000 mark.
And I spend $450 for a signed Hakeem Olajuwon. That's all I'm trying to decide right now.
As we're trying to talk about this, man, if you pick me off one more time, Dion, I'm trying to finish off a statement. Good heavens. Speaking of what he just talked about, you can roll over to the our auction page as well, which you only have until 5:30. So you've got roughly 45 minutes to get that done. You can make bids on all our dinners, right? As our guy PC is in, him, Sean Bajani, Mitzi, you can meet up with the fellas at Oak and Iron.
Not just them, apparently.
Area 45, and they always have surprises there. If
possibility that champions could show up for you.
Yeah, it could be. Who knows, man?
In fact, if
Floyd Mayweather could be there, who knows?
Listen, if we could get the bid up to $1,000 for Area 45's dinner, a very strong possibility, very strong possibility that you could be joining myself, Sean, and a boxing champion.
About that. All right. I'm certain he'll have his title with him.
We'll have the title.
I've got photos with the boxing.
Maybe even the Olympic gold medal.
There it is. Jump in there. Hang in there with it as you've got a chance there. And again, you got about 45 minutes to do that. Area 45, also Payne and Pendergast, In the Loop, their dinner as well at the Federal Grill with us.
Good value on the, there.
On the drive. Need some answers there as well. And then our guy Figgy and Brandon Scott at Comier's Kitchen.
Where's that number at? 1350?
Yeah, 1350.
Look, I'm telling you, you might be thinking, is this dinner with Figgy and B. Scott worth 1350 or more? And I'm telling you, that VIP football game day experience that's with it, yes. Yes, it is. Take my word for it or don't, but I'm telling you, yes, it is.
It is. So there it is. You've got, like we said, until 5:30, everything on the auction page. Go to sportsradio610.com, click the link there to the auction page, and you'll be able to make your bids there. And again, as we continue to roll through, you can also text Radiothon 262-71777.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Byron, it's for you, Clinton. This is what 500 gets you around here at Sports Radio 610. Byron, hit my damn music. Now. Turn it up. There it is. There it is. We got it tonight. The Astros. They've been playing with all these little titbitty teams. The Tigers and the Royals and all these teams. No, now it is time for them to show that they can be one of the powers, that they can be something if they get in the playoffs. They are playing the team with the best record in the American League, but one of the cheapest rosters out there every year and an awful roof, even though it's been rebuilt. When they hit fly balls, you still can't see it. In that stupid place in Tropicana Field, they're playing the Tampa Bay Rays. I liked them better when Devil was in their name. But they're playing the Rays, and here it is, your starting lineups for the Houston Astros. Leading off and batting second, he may be 5'6", but he carries the big stick. The second baseman, number 27, Jose Altuve. And batting second, he's swinging in there with them fofos. You spell his name by spelling MVP. They love it when they call him Big Papa. Said they love it when they call me Big Papa, the designated hitter.
Yeah.
Yordan. He doesn't have a last name. He's just Yordan. That's who it is. And batting third, don't you dare. None of you sons of bitches. Don't you dare call him Isaac. He is not Isaac. He is Isak. Isak Paredes, the third baseman.
Yes.
Isak Paredes. And batting fourth, my man he's straight West Coast. Dun, 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 dun. See walking all over your ass, the first baseman, Seawalk Christian Walker. Woo. And batting fifth, the right fielder. We want a little Cam. Oh, Cam. He may not be able to catch it if it's hit right to him, but he'll throw your ass out first to third. The right fielder, Cam Smith.
I don't know why the swipe was necessary.
I don't know why either, but it just felt like it had to be said there. I mean, I just got to be honest. He's hitting 230 for his career. Yes. I mean, let's go, man. I mean, yes. He's got some power once he gets a hold of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes far. And batting sixth, the person that should be the everyday center fielder, but they got him in left today. Mr. Tay-Tay, that ball is still going in Toronto. Taylor Trammell, and batting seventh. He don't run like a catcher. He don't throw like one either. Behind the dish, Yiner Diaz, and batting eighth, he carries the bronze. He is the man that carries the bronze, not the gold, but the bronze glove winner, the center fielder, Jake Myers.
And then batting ninth, the shortstop, Nick Allen.
That is your lineups for the Astros. Take a shot at Jack. They need a big dub tonight, baby.
Yes! This is what Ron Show Hughley is willing to do for the people.
That's not supposed to happen until they get to 500.
It's not supposed to. It's not supposed to.
It's not.
But when there's 1,500 meals on the line for Houstonians.
It is.
That man will do that. Look at that.
Oh, man.
I wasn't sure if he was going to go with the bronze glove or if he was going to go gold glove and tinfoil arm.
No, I don't want to take a shot at his arm. I don't know. Although I did take a shot. Ain't that a damn shame? Your center fielder and your catcher can't throw.
Oh, the catcher can throw. He just don't know where the hell it's going.
Yeah.
He can't throw.
Throwing it to center field,
that's a part of it. That's a part of throwing it, knowing where it's going. Not great pop-up
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you should. I would have to say, knowing where the ball is going should be a part of your throwing.
Knowing post. Where it's going. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? If you could mix Jake up.
Tatsuya Imai, knowing where it's going.
If you could mix Jake and him together, there might be something.
When I found out. What if I told you that at random, the characteristics of Yainer Diaz and Jake Myers would be put in a pot? You don't get to choose and pick, but if just at random we get to take their characteristics, do you take that gamble? Put them together into one player, do you take that gamble?
No.
Okay.
When I found out that Jake Myers went 17-3 with an ERA in the threes in his career at Nebraska, and he was a pitcher. And that's the arm he's bringing to the table. I was blown away.
Once upon a time.
I went and watched footage, Patrick, of him at Nebraska throwing. And I don't know what's happened.
Well, once upon a time, Jake Myers could throw.
Then he ran into that wall.
Then he ran into a wall in Chicago.
It can't be
ripped
the wall.
His arm out. And he's never really recovered from it.
I guess. Darren Erstead, his coach at Nebraska, said, yeah, I don't think he has an arm that's going to take him to the next level. Like, damn, boy, little did he know. Jesus.
Wow.
You know, you see your former pitchers. I mean, I watched Jack Caglione, who was a former pitcher at Florida. I mean, you just can't run on Jack. Every time they show the outfield guys that you can run on, the green is flashing when they get to Jake Myers.
It's not just a green, it's a green arrow. You got to protect. You got to protect the turn at second.
I think they need to make a move. But is it? Do you when you watch the games? Do you feel like Taylor gives them a better shot in center field?
Yeah, said this for weeks that Taylor Trammell should be starting.
It is palpable the feeling of it's kind of crazy, and some of it I wonder is how much of this has to just do with the circumstance that the outfield has been, right? How much of this is relative? But hell, it's relative because that's what you're dealing with. So put the best guy out there, and it feels like it's been pretty clear that in center, that's been Trammell.
And then add in the fact, you know, Jake had – look, they missed their window to trade Jake in the offseason coming off a career season that he was never going to replicate.
I don't think they wanted to.
But you think about, like, what did Jake look like once he came back from the calf injury? And he couldn't hit a beach ball. Just went right back to being Jake Myers. And this year, what is he doing? He looks like Jake Myers again. That 3 months where he mysteriously was able to hit baseballs, that was a mirage. And it was always going to be a mirage, and they missed their chance to get rid of him. Jake Myers is not a starting outfielder hitting 211. You're not a starting outfielder hitting 211. You're not a starting outfielder when your OPS is like below the Maldi line.
Yeah.
His OPS is 592. It's below the Maldi line.
But it does appear though they have made a turn. Like he's playing today, but Taylor Trammell has started. He started all of the games in that last series in center field, and it looks like they're moving more towards that. And like Taylor to me is somebody. Listen, he may be and probably is somebody if he played every day that would be exposed. But I think, especially with the options they have currently, I'd like to see what it looks like if he's getting every day at bats and he knows it.
I'm not saying I think he would be great, but I wonder what that would look like if, like they did at what point with Chaz and just put him in there and he was in there every day. I wonder how much better that would look. He would be than the platoon type of thing they've been doing at center.
I mean, look, the reality is Trammell has never hit at the major league level, but he did make swing adjustments in the offseason. You saw how much better he hit in spring training. Then he didn't make the team out of spring training, but when he came up, he was hitting the ball well before he got hurt. Since then, he hasn't hit the ball as well, but he's still hitting 265. And he still has a 762 OPS, which would be the best of any outfielder on the team not named Jordan. So why that guy would not play, don't know the full answer to, other than we know that the Astros analytics department believes in changing the lineup every day.
Yeah, that's nuts. All right, PC, we appreciate you,
my man,
rolling in with us for a couple of hours. We got 1 hour left.
1 hour left.
11 hours down, 1 hour left, and we need a major, major push in that last hour. Please keep rolling with us. You can text Radiothon 26 to 71777. And on the auction side, you've got about 35 minutes left to make bids. Go to sportsradio610.com, click on the auction page, and you can make your bids there. Continue to roll with us here on Reggie and Ron's Radiothon.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.